Now, the rest of the story. Enthusiasts for spy thriller fiction can recite every detail of the adventures of James Bond. But how well do they know 007 himself? Did you know, for instance, that there was a real James Bond, or at least a man who inspired Ian Fleming's indestructible hero? This 007 prototype was a real British intelligence officer who served in the real Royal Navy during the Second World War. In fact, he was assistant to the Director of Naval Intelligence, dauntless, daring, a super spy, who once conceived of a way to bankrupt the Nazi espionage network in Lisbon. Now, this is the rest of the story. Author Ian Fleming's real-life model for James Bond came from the British upper class, a well-traveled connoisseur of fast cars, elegant casinos, and high adventure. After being educated at both Eton and Sandhurst, he prepared for a career in international diplomacy. Then came the war. No sooner did Britain join the fight in 1939 than the would-be diplomat joined the Navy. He was immediately assigned to the higher ranks of the intelligence department, soon became assistant director. In 1941, he arrived at Lisbon, then a hotbed of international intrigue saturated with refugees and black marketeers and fast-buck businessmen and Nazi spies. It was there that this intelligence officer decided that he would break Hitler's bank at the local casino. He was a skilled gambler, remember? He knew that German agents were making bank at the baccarat table. And he observed that despite their advantage as bankers, the Germans could be easily beaten by an expert like himself. So the assistant director notified his chief, Admiral Godfrey. They both agreed it was a splendid plan. For should British intelligence win big, they could actually use their winnings. They could use Nazi intelligence resources. They could use Hitler's own cash to finance British espionage. Well, the assistant director realized he had to sneak up on his Nazi opponents. He had to open with low stakes so as not to arouse suspicion. Next evening, he walked inobtrusively into the casino. He plunked down 50 pounds and began playing baccarat. Indeed, the Germans were entirely unsuspecting either of the British setup or of the fact that years hence the episode would be immortalized in James Bond's debut, the first of the Ian Fleming spy novels, an adventure now famous throughout fiction as Casino Royale. Of course, now you know the showdown at the gaming tables was no fiction, only the names and circumstances were changed. In the book, James Bond vanquishes his nemesis, the communist agent, and even though Fleming's fledgling opus was not widely applauded by the critics, everybody agreed that the baccarat showdown at Casino Royale had the distant ring of authenticity. As it should have, for the assistant director of British Naval Intelligence during World War II would one day become the author the world knows as Ian Fleming, at once the model for and the creator of James Bond. And one thing more. In Casino Royale, the author has his hero bankrupting the enemy agent, taking all of Hitler's money after an entire evening at the baccarat table. Let me tell you what happened in real life. Intelligence officer Ian Fleming, this self-assured expert at baccarat, in the first 30 minutes, he lost every penny he had to the Nazis. And now you know the rest of the story.